know, you'll probably have to have a custom black tank made. That's one option. The other option is to run the shower pan the opposite direction next to the wheel well and put the toilet going east-west. And so your overall size will be a little bit different. It'll jut out into the hallway a little bit more, but the bathroom itself doesn't have to be quite as long, i.e. it would be less than 48 inches. So I don't know if that was very clear or not, but that's how we've done them in the past.
Yeah. No, I mean, you replay it to line it all up in your head, but it's always kind of one of those things you kind of got to look and measure twice, cut once kind of a deal.
Yeah. The nice thing about these shower pans, though, they've got a drain in the corner, and you can orient them, you know, in an assortment of different directions. And you have to really think about this orientation for the outlet of the drain, where it's going to hook up with the plumbing coming from the gray tanks, and because you want to avoid boring a big hole through the side of your frame to allow the drain to get through the frame into the center cavity of the main frame rails. So we have to watch that very carefully, because, I mean, it's certainly doable to go through the side of the frame. We've done it. But you have to reinforce things significantly to feel comfortable with, you know, putting a big hole in the frame.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I had one from the factory that way.
Yeah. And I've had them from the factory that were not reinforced. And they cut the hole significantly larger than necessary, and it was kind of scary.
With some kind of blowtorch or something.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. So I guess I should have prefaced this for new listeners that a wet bath is a bath where the sink and the toilet and all that stuff, it actually becomes the shower. You don't have room for a secondary shower pan or a tub. So the whole area becomes a shower. So
yeah, and I'll throw this out there too. Another little trick we did. If you put a sink in this wet bath, you don't necessarily have to have a separate mixer for the shower head. What we've done in the past, we've used a portable dishwasher connection for a faucet. And you screw that onto the mixer for the sink. And then your shower head, you use the female portion, sort of a quick release. So you end up using your sink mixer for your shower head.
Oh, interesting.
That way you can fold it up, stick it in a drawer when you're done, and it's not so in your face.
Yeah. And if you do have to get a custom tank built, I got mine from All Right Custom Manufacturing. They are a little costly, but they've held up well so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, I've had them make stuff as well. You know, it is costly, but they'll make it exactly the way you want. All the fittings exactly where, and it's all welded together with ultrasonic welding. So it's very good quality.
All right, that's boy, you're noisy over there today.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm moving this wire some more. Right. There, how's that?
Stop moving. Okay. All right, let's play the rest of his second question here.
Can you describe for me how the drain and vent pipes fit in relation to the frame rails? Seems to me at least I may have to go through the frame rails, and if that's the case, what kind of reinforcement do you recommend?
So that's kind of what we were just talking about, getting the drain through the main frame rails. So let's talk about how to avoid that, and if you can't, how do you reinforce it?
Okay, well, the main goal is to avoid it at all costs. So what we typically do, the tanks go between the main rails all the way across, typically. Now, these tanks are really designed lengthwise to fit between the rails of a 50s-era 13-panel trailer. Okay, which have the narrower frames. So if you're putting into a later model trailer, obviously there's more space in there, so you can shuck them side to side. The reason why I'm saying this is because on the side where you want to have the inlets into the top,